Last weekend, we heard Jesus say to the woman with the hemorrhage, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." We heard him say to the synagogue official whose daughter was dying, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." And at the end of our gospel today, it says that he was amazed at their lack of faith. If you haven't guessed it already, one of the themes in Mark is faith and people's response to it. If you had to define faith, I'd probably get different answers from everybody in the building. We all have our own concept of what the word faith means. I found myself wondering if I had to define it, what would I say? I think generically, it's belief in the unseen. And hopefully that's true for all of us in some aspect in our life, trusting that something will happen or be there or is present even when we do not have evidence of it. But what is faith in today's gospel? Well, number one, it is the courage to call into question our own beliefs. Notice how the people respond to Jesus. And this is Jesus' hometown with people that he probably knew, definitely knew him from his childhood. And they assume they know who he is and what he's like. Is he not the carpenter? Is he not Mary's son? Aren't his brothers and sisters here with us? You see, they assume they know who Jesus is. And we tend to do the same thing, brothers and sisters. We put Jesus in a box by assuming we know who Jesus is. We know what he's like. We know what he's done for us in the past. We know the things we learned in grade school about Jesus, so we know Jesus. And how much sense does that really make? You are a finite being trying to understand an infinite God. Tell me, at what point do you know Jesus? Guys, there's an infinite amount of growth that can take place. And just think of it as some very real world examples. How many of us think of Jesus as a white Caucasian male? He probably looked more like a terrorist, right? Middle Eastern, beard. How many of you think limbo exists? How many of you think that all Catholic priests cannot marry? How many of us have a problem or concern that we think isn't able to be conquered by Jesus? Brothers and sisters, we all come to church today, even those of us who are the most faithful, with preconceptions about who Jesus is, what the Catholic Church teaches, and what faith means. And one of the elements of faith that is being brought forward in our gospel today is we need to be able to be open to those being challenged in a good way. Have the courage to question what you've learned and to dig deeper. And that digging deeper comes not only through educating ourselves, reading books, going to adult formation classes and Bible studies, but it also comes through prayer. Letting God go deeper into us. There's also a tension along this same lines between the divinity of God and the humanity of God. And this is a tension that we all wrestle with too. They wrestled with it 2,000 years ago and we're still wrestling with it today. The scripture says that he was not able to do mighty deeds for them except for a few healings. Why? Not because they didn't have belief, but they couldn't open their minds to a bigger idea of who God was. You see, at the beginning of the scriptures, it says, you know, they had heard all these amazing things about Jesus. They, They were hungry for it. They believed in it. But yet, how do they respond to him when he shows up? Aren't you the carpenter? The son of Mary? Aren't your brothers and sisters here with us? Are all those divine traits or human traits? You see, what they do is they respond to Jesus by framing him in a very human way instead of opening up to a bigger idea of who he could be. Now, we have the benefit of 2,000 years of history in the church. We know that Jesus Christ was both human and divine. They did not have that benefit back then, but we're still struggling with it. Those of you who are around in the 60s and 70s know that there was a push to humanize Jesus. I had this experience not too long ago when I was in Lowe's. Of course, I shop at Star Lumber whenever possible. But I was down at Lowe's in the hardware section looking for a particular little piece. And this happens, it's one of those really crazy things in your life that you wonder, why does this happen so often? But about 50% of the time when I am in Lowe's, somebody comes up and asks me for help. And I'm not wearing a blue shirt. I'm usually dressed in my clerics, and I don't know what it is. At first, it annoyed me, and I was kind of like, I'm sorry I don't work here, you know? But then after a while, you get tired of getting annoyed, and you say, well, how can I help you? And this gentleman comes up to me in the hardware section, and he said, do you know where the shop vacs are, you know? And I said, well, I don't work here, but I'll be happy to show you. So I take him over there, and on the way, he recognized that I'm dressed as a priest, and we begin a conversation about God and about faith. And he said something to me that really struck me. And I'm not going to get his words exactly right, but the gist of it, he said he was so thankful that the church today recognized the humanity of Jesus. And I guess I pondered that afterwards because I'm like, what does he mean? And you know, what's the sentiment behind it? I think sometimes we really struggle with this. Like I said, they were struggling with it in today's gospel 2,000 years ago. We struggle with it today. We want to recognize the humanity of Jesus because we want somebody we can relate with and we know that can relate with us. But sometimes we do that to the detriment of the divinity of Jesus, because which are you called to be? Are you called to be human or divine? Ultimately, the answer is both. But in the end, brothers and sisters, as we, as Christians, as we stand before God today, are we asking him to become more like us, or are we asking him to make us more like him? You know, which did we come to church for today? Certainly, we need to know that Jesus Christ, he became human. He took on our sufferings. He took on every suffering that we go through. He knows what it's like. And he suffered it on the cross. But he did that. If you stop there, you're in trouble, because he did that so that you might rise again and become like the divine. Genesis says that you are created in the divine image. Why was Jesus not able to work mighty deeds for the people in today's gospel? Because they stopped with the human. They recognized that Jesus was one of them, and then they cut it off. Nothing more. They didn't dream any bigger. Don't fall prey to going to extremes, one end of the spectrum or the other. To say Jesus is so divine that it seems unattainable to be like him, That is a lie from Satan. Don't go to the other extreme to say that Jesus is so human that we forget he came to make us divine. The reality is both. Just as much as Jesus was both God and man, brothers and sisters, God came to make you like Jesus, both human and divine. So what is faith? Hopefully for you it's more than just belief in the unseen. The faith is believing that Jesus defies expectations. That he isn't defined by the box we put him in, but we can limit him if we don't open ourselves to his ability to do more in our lives. Faith is the courage to call into question our own beliefs, our own preconceptions and assumptions of who Jesus is and what he can do for you. Faith is believing that Jesus has already become a human being and is now calling you to become divine.